Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Mem Gimel of Masech Debam Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of Hamafkid Mois Itzel Shulchani, Im Mutarin Ishtamash Behem, L'fikach Hamav Duchay Bachar Yusan. If a person deposited his money with a money changer, and the money was loose, the Shulchani may use the money for his personal use. Therefore, he is responsible for the money, and if the money was lost, the Shulchani must reimburse the owner. The machlik is regarding Nentsu, whether the Shulchani is liable if the money was lost through circumstances beyond his control. The machlik is Bishame Bishil in the Mishnah regarding Hashaleach Yad Bepekadin. If a Shemer handled the Pekadin and depleted it, and Chasa B'Yeser, the object's value changed between the Shlichas Yad and the Haitzah, depletion. And the Gemara offers four approaches to this machlikis. Shal Shalom Midas Gazenhava. Does one who borrows someone else's item without permission become a Gazan or a Shail? A machlik is regarding Shevach Shal Gezela, whether a Gazan acquires the Shevach of the stolen object or not. The machlik is Bishami and Bishil in the Mishnah regarding HaChayshev L'Shloich Yad Bepekadin. If a Shemer verbally intended to take the object, but he did not actually do so, is he liable or not? The Mishnah's halacha of Kites HaChavis V'Notla Men Revias V'Nishbira Eina Mishalim El Revias. If the Shemer tilted the owner's barrel and removed the Revias wine, but he did not lift it, and afterward the barrel broke, he's liable to pay only for the revias that he took, but not for the rest of the barrel. However, higbiya benot lamen revias benishbira misham de mekula. If the Shemit did lift the barrel and remove the revias wine, and afterward the barrel broke, he's liable to pay for the whole barrel because he was kaina, he acquired it.